welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you guys have missed the first part of the show, we've been talking about great gifts for mothers for Mother's Day. And of course, when I think of a gift for Mother's Day, I think of travel gifts, either travel gear or maybe a destination. And the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. And we think you should really consider the Sapelo Island Birdhouses in Sapelo as a gift of travel.
It's a nice, quiet, peaceful place. Beautiful beach, beautiful scenery. You can walk around and just get lost in nature. So it's absolutely a great trip, and it's not that far away.
Not that far away. And then you can pack some of these suitcases that we are talking about purchasing and put those in the car and drive on down to Sapelo and the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. So check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Now, Doc Bill is still with us. He's on the phone there, so he's probably down at Sapelo now. Doc Bill?
Nope, not. Hey, how you doing? And it's beautiful weather down here on Sapelo Island. Enjoying the beautiful breeze. And again, it's a great place, you know, to see nature. It's one of the few places in the United States where you have an area with pristine beaches and few people. When I say few people, I mean few.
Well, hey, then you don't have to worry too much either about rolling that suitcase around and how many wheels it has on it. You can just take a backpack and just pack really light because you're going to be relaxing and doing the casual thing when you're down there.
That's true. No TSA.
No TSA needed. But, you know, when you talk about bags, Doc Bill and Olivia, you know, there are some folks out there who know a thing or two about bags and what withstands kind of the toughness that the bags have to go through or how they have to be in order to survive. Baggage handlers, you know, going through, you know, the baggage carousels, you know, and just all the things that our bags have to go through when we travel. And those are the baggage handlers. So Olivia and I kind of dug around on the internet to see what we could find in terms of tips from the baggage handlers. And we came up with some pretty good ones, Olivia.
Yeah, I'm sure they've seen it all when it comes to travel bags.
Well, they have some ideas of things. And one of them is to choose a suitcase with handles at the top and at the bottom. And I think I just mentioned that in the last segment because it really does make it a lot easier on the person who's having to handle the bags, but it also makes it easier on your bag because then you don't have one handle that's kind of taking all of the stress of being picked up, put down, moved around. It makes it a lot easier on the bag and on the person who's doing the handling.
Right, and when it's on that baggage carousel, things can feel kind of urgent. You know, you forget that if you don't get your bag on that moment, it's going to come back around. So it comes into that fateful moment. If you have more handles, you'll more likely get your bag.
That's right, that's right. That's a really good point. What else did we find, Olivia?
Make sure, again, you know, when you're checking into the airport, it can feel kind of like you're in a rush. But before you send your bag away, make sure all of the important zippers and pouches on your luggage, but also inside, are shut to avoid the risk of anything falling out.
That's a very good point. And one of the things that I like to zip, or when I look for a suitcase, I look for this, is whether or not that handle that is attached to the wheels, whether or not I can zip that closed, because I have also seen those get ripped off on many, many occasions, especially going around that carousel. So, Doc Bill, I'm sure you have a tip as well.
Well, again, you know, when you take the time to fill out the contact information, I said before, on your luggage. So if your bags get lost or something, you have that information that's either on the tag or stuck to one of those tags that are embedded in the little clip or a little package on the outside of the suitcase.
What about putting that information also, too, maybe on a piece of paper inside the suitcase?
That's very good information, whether it's a card or something. So if someone opens your bag, or that's what comes off, they can look at it and see that it's not theirs, and they can contact you so you can get your material back.
Well, that's a very, very good point because you definitely want to be able to solve those kind of things really, really quickly. And so many bags look alike. I mean, it's just part of travel that there's going to be multiple bags. Even when you go for some of the different colors, even a bright red bag, you know, there's going to be someone else with a bright red bag. So you definitely want to be able to identify it. Now, some other things, Olivia, that we were able to kind of find out there.
Well, this goes back to, you know, when we were talking in the last segment about, you know, soft luggage or hard luggage, your belongings are probably more likely to be damaged in luggage that has very little structure to it. So if you're going to be sending something, you know, to be stored with a lot of other bags, it would be worth investing in a sturdier piece of luggage then, especially if you're going to have, you know, you think about makeup. Makeup can be really expensive and it can be damaged pretty easily if your bag is smushed, and lots of other things too.
Exactly, exactly. And you bring up a really good point about the types of material as well. And you want to look at the kind of material that the bag is made out of, because a lot of the soft side bags are made out of kind of that parachute material or really thick material. So you want to look at that and see how thick it is. And don't always go for what you think is the least expensive, because you are talking about your personal items. But you also don't want to buy a suitcase every couple of years because the last one has broken. So, Doc Bill, some other ideas for the baggage handlers?
Well, you know, if you've got certain items in the toiletry, you consider adding bubble wrap around the old newspaper to stabilize or to, you know, to protect things that are in your bag. And another hint is sometimes put a small little storage bag in your big bag, because you may get to airports and the situation may change, and you want to at least have something else to put some material in, because you may end up having to take stuff out and move it around.
That is one of my biggest tips, because that happens just out of the blue. You get to the gate and all of a sudden there's no more overhead space for you to put your bag, and now you've got to check it. And there's no negotiating on that. I mean, when the airlines say, you know, that bag's got to go in the belly, that bag has to go, you know, down below. And now what are you going to do? Because you have your computer in there, you have your headsets, you have, you know, all of the entertainment things that you may travel with, iPads, iPods. So what are you going to do with it now? So carrying one of those bags is kind of those reusable bags that fold up, you know, really neat and small that you can carry in a bag. Always, always have one of those, because you never know what's going to happen. You can open that, put those things in it, and then you still have a carry-on that would fit under your, that's actually a personal item now.
Yeah.
It will fit under the seat in front of you.
We're covering all the terminology today.
Absolutely. We're getting it all in.
Yes.
But now another one too, Olivia, is people who are traveling with strollers and car seats. And I see this a lot. And a lot of times they'll check right there at the gate. And there are some companies out there that actually make covers for strollers and car seats. So you might want to invest in one of those, because the worst thing is when you get to your destination and somehow that car seat has been damaged and now it's not going to work. That really puts you in a bad spot for you and your family being able to move on with your trip. So definitely consider something like that as well. And the baggage handler strollers, that.
Yeah, and that's something that my family probably should have thought of when we were traveling a lot when we were younger and we needed those car seats and strollers. And another thing we could have used was matching luggage with your family. So, you know, when you're at that baggage carousel and it gets urgent,
spinning around,
you don't just have to look for yours. It's like, okay, our family will all have bright orange.
Right.
So we'll just grab all the bright orange we see.
Yeah, and for families that are traveling together, I think that's a great idea. You know, you also see, too, that luggage is out there that is very sort of child-focused or child-themed, that will have maybe some of the different characters from, you know, recent movies and things like that. Those are fun to get, too, and you probably won't see a ton of those, but I really like your idea of everyone kind of having that same color,
right,
within that color kind of zone of one color.
Right, and the baggage handlers said also that they might be more likely to store that luggage together. So it will come out kind of at the same time.
Cool. I like that idea. And, you know, the other thing, too, is to be mindful that baggage handlers are on very strict time constraints. So the heavier the bag is, the more difficult it would be for them. Because, again, we want to think about them. And the more difficult it may be to store it, and the more likely it might be that it's kind of getting snatched off of the baggage cart or whatever it may be on by that one handle. So to keep that in mind, that you don't want to overpack either.
Right. And also, when labeling something as fragile, if you have a fragile piece of luggage, it might also be useful to label why it's fragile. So if you have glass in there or liquid, that would be useful information for the baggage handlers while they're storing it.
Exactly. Now, Doc Bill, before we wrap up, I'm sure you probably have another tip or two, the baggage handlers' ideas of how to purchase luggage.
You know, again, what is a plain luggage? Now, put something distinctive on your, you know, your luggage you talked about before, whether it's a piece of duct tape or ribbon or something that can stand out to let you know when your luggage come out that it's yours.
Yeah, that's a really good idea, because, again, it goes back to you don't want someone else rolling away with your bag, and you can't catch up with them. You may see it and know it's yours, but they're just zipping on out of the airport. So all of these are great, great tips, and I hope that you guys have some gift ideas. Now go to our website, which is travelbagswithanitaandfriends.com, because we're going to put there all of the gifts items that we've talked about, as well as some additional ones that we didn't cover, so that you can actually see the photos of them. You can actually get the websites right there, and then you can just start ordering, because you have enough time now to order some things. They'll get here in time for Mother's Day, and you'll be all set. You'll be the star of the Mother's Day get-together.
No doubt.
No doubt about it. We have some great gifts here. So, Doc Bill, we appreciate your stopping all of that gardening that you're doing down there at Georgia Coastal Gourmet Farms and joining us today. So, thank you.
Well, thank you, and come down to beautiful Sapelo Island.
Definitely, definitely. The perfect Mother's Day gift. Thank you guys for joining us today. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we'll be back soon with more great travel tips, destinations, and all kinds of fun travel information. Bye-bye.
Mama, you taught me to do the right things. So now you have to let your baby go.